I'm now turning to verse 16. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, and he shall wash all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening, and every garment, every skin, whereon is the seed of copulation, shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the even. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. Now, it's obvious that what we're talking about here are venereal diseases, and that which is very corrupting and today is like an epidemic as it's spreading about in certain sections. But you see, this is to show that what he's saying here and what he's talking about are these unholy desires and lustful thoughts, and that they are sinful. Ye have heard our Lord said that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her committeth adultery with her already in his heart. This is something that man is told here and reminded of, that actually he's incapable of bringing into the world only a helpless offspring, and that he cannot bring into the world a sinless offspring. It's one with a sin nature. And David knew what he was talking about when he said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, I want to conclude this chapter with verses 31 through 33, and here you'll see the repulsiveness and the regulation of running issues. I'm reading now. Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goeth from him, and is defiled therewith, and of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that hath an issue, of the man and of the woman, of him that lieth with her that is unclean. Now, there are several things here that we need to close this chapter with. One is that it's abundantly clear that sexual sins are the primary consideration in this chapter of running issues, and that we're talking about venereal diseases primarily. And the running issues seem to be restricted here to social diseases. And death was the penalty for failure to obey the commandments regulating running issues. Now, this is not a trivial matter to God. Secret sins of believers cannot be ignored. Listen to Paul, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. He's talking now to believers and reminding them that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians over in the 11th chapter, and speaking of their sins, he says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That is, many are dead. I believe that today that there is a sin unto death. Listen to John, 1 John 5:16. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Now, all he's saying here, that there is a sin that you can commit that God will take you home if you're a child of his. If a man commits that, there's no use praying for him because God's going to take him home. But somebody says, how do I know what it is? You don't know what it is. But if you pray for the man and he goes home, then you can pretty much understand what it was. We need to recognize today, friends, that God's still dealing with his children, and I believe he judges us today. Now, that doesn't mean everybody dies this way. It's not true. But very candidly, there's a sin unto death. God calls his children home when they continue to be disobedient. This is the sins, by the way, and it's generally in this area here. It reveals that sin's abhorrent. God is holy, and only the water and the blood can act as a cathartic. God says in Isaiah 59:2, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he'll not hear." And therefore, a child of God needs to recognize that. He needs to confess his sins. But there are certain sins that he keeps in that one day God will strike him down. Now, don't blame God for it. Blame the individual. It's the same thing that you have in a matter, and I can use a very ridiculous illustration. Here's a mother. She has a precious little boy named Willie. And all my little boys that I talk about are named Willie. And so Willie says he wants to go out in the yard and play, backyard. So his mama says, "Go ahead out there and play. And remember, though, that little old brat next door. Now, I don't want you playing with him, and I don't want you to hurt him." And so little Willie says, "No, Mom, I won't hurt him, and I won't play with him." And so she's busy washing the dishes, and Willie's been out playing for about 30 minutes. And she hears that little brat next door yelling at the top of his voice. And she goes to the door, and she looks out, and there she sees her precious little angel, Willie, on top of the brat next door, just beating the stuffing out of him. She says, "Willie, I told you not to do that." He said, "Yes, Mama." And she said, "Now, the next time you do that, I'm going to bring you in the house." He says, "Yes, Mama. I won't do it anymore." And so she goes back in to wash dishes. 30 minutes, she hears that little brat next door. And she goes to the door, and the same sight greets her. There's her precious little Willie, just beating the stuffing out of the boy next door. She said, "Willie, didn't I tell you if you did that again, you'd have to come in?" "Well, Mama, I don't want to come in." And so she goes out, gets him by the ear, and leads him in. He doesn't want to come in. And God's a good disciplinarian, by the way. Sometimes a child of his keeps on sinning. And he commits a sin unto death, and the father just takes him on home, doesn't leave him down here. This is what we're talking about here, and here it has to do with sexual sins. And we're living in a day where they're mad in the area of sex. And it's quite interesting that it's the day that venereal disease is becoming epidemic. What a lesson we have in this chapter. And I'm very glad to close the page on this chapter here, because it's an ugly one, is it not? But it just happens to be talking about the human family, which you and I are part. Now, it's like going out of darkness into light, or coming out of a tunnel into the clear noonday sun. When we come from chapter 15 to 16,